Hello and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast where we unlock the secrets of academic success one step at a time. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey. Brought to you by Writers ER, we're here to support and empower PhD learners like you. Our mission is simple: to help you navigate the complex world of dissertations with ease and confidence. Whether you're juggling family, work, or just life in general, we've got your back. So let's get started. In today's episode, we're diving into an exciting and crucial aspect of your PhD journey: exploring the frontiers of knowledge through PhD literature reviews. This is where your research begins to take shape, where you stand on the shoulders of giants and carve your own path in the academic world. It's not just about reading and summarizing, it's about critically engaging with existing knowledge to pave the way for new discoveries. Let me share a quick story with you. During my own PhD journey, I remember feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of literature I had to review. It felt like an endless sea of papers and books, but then something clicked. I realized that each article, each book, was a piece of a larger puzzle. By understanding how these pieces fit together, I wasn't just reading, I was conversing with the minds of brilliant researchers. That shift in perspective transformed my literature review from a task to an adventure, an exploration of ideas that laid the foundation for my own research breakthroughs. And that's what I want for you: to turn this challenge into an opportunity for growth and discovery. Let's jump into understanding literature reviews. Picture a literature review as a foundation for your research. It's a systematic exploration of what's already been studied and published in your area of interest. Essentially, it's your opportunity to digest a wide range of sources, identify key themes, debates, and gaps in the current research. This isn't just an academic exercise, it's your way of joining the conversation in your field. You're not just a reader here, you're becoming an expert, laying down the groundwork for your own unique contribution to your field. It's about building context for your research, showing how it connects to and expands upon existing knowledge. Now let's talk about why literature reviews are so crucial in research. They're more than just a mandatory chapter in your dissertation. They are a strategic tool. By engaging deeply with the literature, you're not only gaining insights, but also identifying opportunities for new research. It's like being a detective, looking for clues in the work of others that guide your own research questions. A strong literature review does more than inform. It challenges and refines your thinking. It lays a path for your research, ensuring that you're building on solid ground, not reinventing the wheel. And remember, a comprehensive review can also reveal surprising connections between seemingly unrelated areas, opening up new avenues for exploration and innovation. But let's face it, literature reviews come with their set of challenges. One of the biggest is time management. With the vast amount of literature out there, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. How do you read everything? How do you know what's most relevant? And then there's the challenge of synthesizing all that information. It's not just about summarizing what you read. You need to critically analyze these works, find patterns, and draw connections. This can be especially tough when you're dealing with complex or contradictory findings. And of course, there's the challenge of maintaining your own voice. It's easy to get lost in other authors' perspectives. Remember, your literature review should not only reflect your understanding of the field, but also your unique perspective on it. Moving into segment two, let's focus on planning and organizing your literature review. First, create a clear plan. Start with a timeline. How much time can you dedicate each day or week to this? Remember, consistency is key. Even 30 minutes a day can lead to significant progress. Now think about organization. Group your sources by themes or methodologies. This can help you see the bigger picture. And for those balancing work and family, remember it's about quality, not quantity. Find a quiet moment, maybe early mornings or after the kids are asleep, to focus on your research. Little steps lead to big achievements. Keep your goal in sight, and remember, you're not just a student, you're a parent, a professional, juggling multiple roles. Be kind to yourself and find a rhythm that works for you. Next up, let's talk about critical analysis and synthesis. This isn't just about reading, it's about engaging with the text. Ask questions. What are the strengths and weaknesses of these studies? How do they connect to your research question? Synthesizing is like weaving a tapestry. You're combining different threads of thought to create a new, cohesive picture. Look for patterns, trends, and gaps in the research. This will help you shape your own argument and show how your research fills a gap in the existing literature. Remember, your literature review should tell a story, the story of how your research question emerged and why it's important. In the last part of this segment, let's discuss staying current with trends. The world of educational research is always evolving, so how do you keep up? First, make use of digital tools and databases. Platforms like Google Scholar, JSTOR, or your university library can be invaluable. Set up alerts for new research in your field. Also, don't overlook the power of social media. Following key researchers and academic groups on platforms like LinkedIn or Twitter can give you insights into the latest trends and debates. And consider technology in education itself. Are there new tools or methodologies being discussed? Staying updated not only enriches your review, but also ensures that your research is grounded in the most current knowledge available. Let's dive into some inspiring real-world examples of effective literature reviews. Picture Sarah, a PhD student in psychology. Overwhelmed by a sea of research, she narrowed her focus to child psychology's evolving trends. By meticulously selecting sources, Sarah's review became a beacon, guiding her research and capturing the attention of a prestigious journal. Now let's turn to Alex in environmental science. Faced with disparate historical and current climate data, Alex's literature review bridged these worlds. His approach uncovered new insights into long-term climate trends, proving how a well-executed literature review can propel research into new territories. These stories aren't just success tales, they're blueprints for how a strategic, focused literature review can be your research's linchpin. Moving on, let's explore how literature reviews vary across disciplines and how to tailor your approach. In the humanities, your journey might be navigating through theories and philosophical arguments. You're weaving a narrative that connects historical context to contemporary thoughts. In contrast, in the sciences, you're often dealing with empirical data and methodologies. Here, the focus is on how different experiments and studies build upon each other, leading to current understandings. Your goal? To align your review with your field's norms. Start by examining exemplary dissertations or leading journals in your area. Observe their structure. What types of sources are prioritized? How are they linked to the research questions? This isn't just about meeting academic requirements. It's an opportunity to showcase your grasp of your discipline and to prepare the stage for your unique insights. Whether you're in anthropology, biotech, or any other field, customizing your literature review to fit your discipline's landscape is crucial. It's not just about what you cover, it's about how you connect it all to forge a path for your research. Moving to the final segment, pursuing a PhD can be intimidating. You might be grappling with the fear of not meeting your goals or the stress of juggling your studies with life and work. But here's a key reminder, you are not walking this path alone. Every PhD journey comes with hurdles, but it's these very challenges that forge us into stronger, more resilient individuals. You possess the tenacity, the smarts, and the drive needed to succeed. So when the going gets tough, pause and take a deep breath. Reflect on the journey you've already traveled. Your decision to pursue this path is a brave and significant step. Keep believing in your capabilities and your dreams. Your dissertation is more than an academic requirement. It's a reflection of your dedication and passion. Continue to move forward with confidence. Each step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goal. Let's shift gears to some practical steps that can significantly improve your literature review process. Start by setting achievable goals. Break your literature review into smaller, more manageable parts. Tackle one section at a time and celebrate your progress along the way. Then devise a structured reading plan. Prioritize your sources by their relevance and significance. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying to read everything simultaneously. It's about finding a balance. Make sure to take detailed notes. As you sift through various sources, jot down crucial points, critiques, and the relevance of each piece to your study. This will streamline your synthesis process later on. Engage with colleagues or a mentor. Discussing your findings can open up new insights and provide invaluable input. Finally, consistently review your progress. Take time to assess what you've accomplished, identify areas for improvement, and adjust your approach as needed. Remember, every significant journey starts with a simple step. Begin with small, consistent actions and watch as your literature review transforms into a robust and integral part of your dissertation journey. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap. We delved into understanding literature reviews, their importance, and how to tackle them effectively. We shared real-world examples and discussed how to adapt your review to different fields. Most importantly, we covered practical steps and motivational advice to keep you on track. I want to thank you for joining me today. Your dedication to your PhD journey is truly inspiring. Remember, every step you take is a step towards your goal. Before we say goodbye, a quick heads up about our next episode. We'll be diving into effective research methodologies. Also, don't miss out on an amazing resource. The playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is packed with strategies and insights, and it's available for download at writerser.com/playbook. Make sure to check it out for some invaluable guidance. Until next time, keep pushing forward and stay inspired.